Yudei Teri Mashta Tes Zayin Teves Tovshin Pehe Rabbi Yossi Chazon.
This Shabbos, we start reading Sefer Shmos, which is called, the Ramban calls the Sefer HaGeula, and it has the Mafteach, the Sinas HaKut, the Sinas Koyach for the Geula. Just to throw out a few reminders, Shabbos Shmos is Gematria, Machshava is the Vilti Yidach Mimenu Nidach, that no Jew will be left behind, Parsha Shovim is the Gematria Ves Ruach HaTuma Abimena Oretz, Parsha Shmos is Gematria, the last possible Kufites, to Isi Kese Oyved, Bakesh Avodecha, even when you are lost, like a lost sheep, we have to look after us. And therefore the Ramban says, we'll say for Geula, even though it's only the first few parshiyos, until Shmos, but the Emes Geula doesn't complete it until there's a Mishkan, until the parshiyos Yisrei, Matan Torah, comes in permanence in the Mishkan. And therefore the Mashgiach says, parshiyos Shmos, say for Shmos is Gimachi Yushalayim B'Milui, in this week's parsha. And even though it says in Pasuk, Vayashlichim El Eres Acheres, we sent him to Golos, Aber, that is Bigimachia, in Yeni Dechacha, Mithi Hashemayim, Yishab Yikabetzcho, when Mekabetz, all the Nitzis of Kedusha, which is also Bigimachia, Hale Ach Esel V'Yankiv, V'Oyev, Num Hashem, V'Oyev V'Yankiv. The Ebershtah has a Gewaldige Chibut to Kral Yisrael, and therefore we'll have the Geula. Alfkitten fein, nor vos. Later in the Parsha, we find one of the most historic, earth-shattering events ever in human history. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Royatzoin of his Shver Yisrei, and he sees this incredible sight. So the Pasuk says, "V'yemer Moshe asurano ve'eres amara hagadol azel." Let me go and look in this incredible image. Madua le'yivarasne. Why is this bush, which is burning, why doesn't it, it's not consumed? Vayar Hashem kisar liroyis. The Eibush just sees that Moshe Rabbeinu had gone there to see what's happening. And he tells him, "Don't get close, take off your shoes, etc." And on these words that Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Madua layivar asne," why is the bush not consumed? Says the Messiah, three times you have madua layivar asne. Paul says, "Madua leibo ben Yishai," why is Mashiach? Madua lechilisem chokchem. Why haven't you finished your avoid, your job? The emes said in Svarim Akdashim, the sneh is a symbol of the tzaras of Kal Yisrael. 7 kilos. Thank you, Svarim Akdashim. And Rosh Rabbeinu asks, cries out, Madua leyiver asneh. Why doesn't the tzaras finish? Beloshin that we say, how long is Kal Yisrael suffering? The Shechin HaKadosh is suffering with us, because the snare is also a symbol of Iman Echir B'tzara, the Chor Tzorosam Loitzar. And with the Eibush to see is Kisar Liris, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Mizboinen, to be Chukir, to try to understand Vosutuktov Kal Yisrael, Madua Leibo Ben Yishai. So the Eibush says, Shal Nalecha Me'al Raglecha. You have to have a spashtus, a gashmis, as the Yitzv left eyes. Because the Emnes said the reason is, because Madua Lechilisim Chochem. Because you have the Navoida. They even have the Tuuf and Golos, and it's not yet completed, not yet finished. So you have here like a Dover V'fuchet. On one hand, the Eibush there appears to Moshe, Belibas Eish. You don't got to be a genius to figure out, but look at this. Believe us, is Gimachi and Mashiach ben David. Madua, the question of Moshe Rabbeinu, says in Sforim Akdashim, Madua is Nutrikun, the Avdi David Nosi Aleim, Melech Aleim. David Melech, Mashiach should be the Moshe. So you have, on one hand, you have the Sora, and Le'ivar Asneh, Umi'idach, you have Gufa, Libas Eish, you have a remnant for Mashiach. On the MS, this question, this tnir, is in the whole parsha from the beginning. The opening words, Shmois b'nei Yisrael haboim Mitzrayim es is Rashi. The Rashi Tevis is Gimatria 358, which is Gimatria Mashiach. Ishu beisoy bo, it's said in Svarim Hakdoshim. Ish is Meramez on Yosef Atzadik Mashiach ben Yosef, called the Ish Matzliach. Ubeisoy is Gimatria Mashiach ben David, etc. etc. From this vegan, you have haboim. Boim is Rashi Tevis. You don't got to be a genius to work out. Bovel, Edvim, Yovin, Modi. On one hand, you're Meram is Gula. On the other hand, you tell me there are four Golias. So to understand this, let me just, let's go through the story of the Sneh. Just very briefly, very superficially today. The Pasuk says, Vayicha af Hashem b'Moshe. Moshe, the Eibush is telling Moshe at the Sneh, go to Parah and, you know, affect the Gula. And Moshe gives every excuse known to mankind to evade his responsibility. So it says in Pasuk, Vayicha af Hashem b'Moshe, the Eibush gets angry, and he says, Ayutayna lo yishdvorem aleichi, Aranachicha, Halevi, Yedaiti kitaber, Yedaberhu, etc., etc. Yeah, the Eibush is angry. What happened with this anger? We all know. Rashi brings the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kufbeis. So the Gemara says, "Ve'yichar Hashem Yisroel Merkarcha says Kol Chorin Avshe B'Teira Nasa B'Roishim." Every time it says anywhere in the Torah, the Eibush got angry. Kaveyachol, there was a Roishim. They had a negative consequence, negative effect. The Zelay Nemer B'Roishim. We don't find anywhere that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished because he refuses. Because it says, Halei Aaron Achicha HaLevi. Aaron was supposed to be a Levi, and Moshe Rabbeinu should have been a Kohen. But because Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesarev, he refused to go on the Shlich. If you look at Medrash, like a whole, not just a Dusiach, some kind of dialogue for a half hour. There's a whole week of Moshe Rabbeinu sitting there fighting with the Eibush, and he's not, I'm not going, and finding this excuse and that excuse and the enemy excuse. Right? And because of that, Moshe Rabbeinu was demoted, Kveyachu. And instead of being a Kohen, Moshe Rabbeinu became a lady. Other Svarim, other Midrash Chazal, because of the emes, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesarev to go on the Shlichus of the Eibushter, that's why he never went to Eretz Yisrael. Etc. etc. In the whole, this whole discussion is like pilly ploys, mamish, something very hard for ordinary human beings to understand. Regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest human being who ever walked on the face of planet Earth, right? In the Eibush tells Moshe, "You have the opportunity to redeem Klal Yisrael. And Paris is bathing in blood, they're stuffing Jewish babies in pyramids, etc., etc. And you have the opportunity." And by Moshe it says, "Veidol Moshe veitivel echa veyarbis avoyz." She doesn't dab shele. He's willing to die. When Afal became the Eibush, he gives you a gelegenheit to go and redeem Klal Yisrael. I'm not going. 101 reasons. What is it? Does it make sense? And the Eibush knows that whatever the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to go, there's obviously a Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The valid reason. So first you have the kasha, why did the Eibush get angry? And it had a roishim, according to Chazal. And why taka did Moshe Rabbeinu, the Cholbezi Nemanu, do you not want to go in this shlichus to be goyal Klal Yisrael? And the simple answer, I'm not getting into anything deep today, just partially the simple answer is, because Moshe Rabbeinu tainted to the Eibush there, Shlach no biad tishlach. Who is the biad tishlach? So Chazal say in various midrashim, either Tagim Yonis, it says biad Pinchus, right? Who's Elio, who's the one who is anointed, the Mevasid the Besor Teva of Mashiach at the end of days. You have another midrash Chazal, who's the Shlach of biad tishlach? Biad, we discuss this like every year. Hello, Earth, anyone out there? Biad Rabbi Akiva. And if you want to be Miram, it's just Der Agav. If you, it says Biyad Tishlach is Gimatria 754, which is Gimatria Pinchas B'Miluoy, which is also Gimatria Akiva B'Miluoy. Hello? 30 Merumas in the Pesuk. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't send me, send Pinchas, send Rabbi Akiva, etc., etc. What does it mean? It's very pilly ploys. The simple part here is that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlach no biyad tishlach. So all the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Tzemach Dovid, the Din of many, many say, biyad, beis yudalad. You don't got to be a rocket type to figure out, stands for? Hello? David Ben Yishai? Why are you sending me? Why don't you send Mashiach? And therefore he has his Pinchas or Rabbi Akiva, all of whom are connected to the Gula Hamitis She'ein Acharei HaGolus. It will be a Gula which doesn't... That'll be it. That's it. All over. Why are you sending me? And Moshe Rabbeinu understands that his Gula now is only a temporary stopgap measure. But what did they even say? When the people even will ask me, Matt, what's your name? What do you say? I'll be with you in this Golus, I'll be with you in future Golus. It's a charaya that future Golus. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Oy of Yisrael, and he sees that the Yom Acher until the last day and all the Tzoras and Arpatkois, the Kol Yisrael go through, can't bear it. Send someone else who can do it, will do a proper job, finish it off. Send Rabbi Akiva, who's the Sharanun, Moshe Rabbeinu, who says, Vatachzeru Ma'at Me'elikim, he only had Sharmentes, it's not a Gula Nitzchus. Send Rabbi Akiva, the 50th gate. Right? Why are you sending me? That was the seer of Moshe Rabbeinu. To understand this a bit deeper, let me just be makin. Beginning of the parsha. The Eilish Shmois B'nei Yisroel. The Eilish is counting the names of Kol Yisroel. Says Rashi, Avbi Shemon B'chayin, even though we counted the names when they were alive, Chazer Amonam Mizof. We repeat it after the passing, Lediyah Chibosun, the Chib of Kol Yisroel, Shenim Shulu Kechon. What do we know about Kechonim? Shemitzinu Machlisun, the Nisper, which we say him, when the Abishur takes in and takes out the stars, he does it, the Nisper, with a number, and each star has a name. Shenemar, Pasat Yishaya, Kvitlnem, Hamoitzi, the Nisper, Tzvom, Lukulam, Shem Yigur. The Abishur has a name, and, right? So Shelzuch, for everyone asked on Rashi, if you want to say that every Kuchub has a name and a Nisper, Rashi says, why do we bring a pasuk from Yeshaya where it doesn't say anything clearly about Kechovim? It says, Hamayitzi Mitzvah, the Avish's army. Why don't we bring a pasuk that we're all familiar with from Kapitel Kufim Zayin, which is everywhere in Davening? Moine, Mitzvah LaKechovim, L'chulam, Shemes Yikra. You have Mitzvah and Shemes, right? Dealing specifically with Kechovim. In opposed to the pasuk, Hamayitzi Mitzvah Tzvom. Tzava can mean one of many things. Why, you know, it's not foolish that it's dealing with Kechov. So why don't you bring a pasuk? If you want to take Nimshul Ledeach Yibasun Shenimshul Kechovim, why not bring the pasuk where it's clear that the Kechovim have a name in the Mitzvah? Moreover, the Mepharshim asks, where do you find in this week's parsha that there's a misper of the Shvatim? It says Shmoseim, lists all the 12 names of the Shiptiko. Where's the misper? What's this misper of the Tzvah? Hello? So to understand this, let me just be makdim. A few weeks ago in Parashas Vayigash, we read a pasuk that Yaakov Avinu suddenly comes down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef goes to greet him, Goshna, Vayipul Elo, Vayipul Al Tzavor. Right? Yosef Atadik falls on Tzavori, his father, Vayef Al Tzavorov, Oit. He cries on his father's neck, Oit. Was it Oit, says Rashi? Loshin harbus bechia, harba v'hoisit bebechi yisem el arog. He was marbe bechia more than normal. Aber yankiv leibacha, because Rabbi Zeinu said he was busy saying kriyashma. Shtelzach teshayla, what is the ribui of bechi of Yisem HaTzadik, punkt now that he meets his father? Chura says, even the gewaldige chedva of a simcha, you're meeting your father after all these 22 years, it's... What's the bechi, and not stama bechi, but here by the bechi, there's a ribuy of bechi now. And obvious question is, Yankee was saying kriyashma, and Yosef is not saying, well, what's going on here? So the Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf and Vav, we discussed that countless times, in Parash Vayechi, it says, Bikish Yankee of the Galilees is a ketz, and the Shechina left him, and he said, Shema Yesh Chas Vashalom Psul Ben Mitasi. So the children said to him, "Kishem she'in belibcha elechod, kach ein belibeinu elech." This is Shema Yisrael, Hashem the King, Hashem Echad. But Oyis Lishah, Pasach Yankiv, Omar, Baruch Shigeruchu. And we all know the Gemara says, Chum had a bit of a quandary. Should we say Baruch Shem, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it? Should we not say it, but Yankiv Avinu did say it? Therefore, we say it b'chashoy, which is pilvei plois. The Gemara is Eimer Darshuni. What does it mean that Moshe didn't say Baruch Shem and Yaakov Avinu did say, etc., etc.? No, this is a givaldig amamish a tifa 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 agar dekalu from the Holy Bnei Yisrael and Parshas Balisu. There he teaches the pasuk. Umiben chamishim shana yoshuv mitzvah avoda v'leyavid oid. From 50 years old, you don't go to the work in the Mishkan. What does miben chamishim shana? So can I ask you a question? How many letters are there in the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael?
25.
Very good. Excellent. Outstanding. And how many letters are there in the 24 letters of Baruch Shem Kvim Rechuzel and Boed Yechudilah? 24. How much is 25 plus 24 for any mathematician? 49. Oh, we're getting somewhere. Slowly. Hello. Yeah. Abir la'osid lovoi, when Mashiach comes, there will be two shinui. First of all, both Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, Yechudilah, Yechudatah, will have both 25 letters. How will that be? Because instead it says the Bnei Yisalskar in Agud the Pirka and Simon Kufir Aleph, instead of saying Baruch Shem Kvei Mechudul Nevoed, we will say U Baruch with the Vav HaChibur. We'll talk about it in a minute. The Chibur of Yechud Yilo, Yechud Yitzato, Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. Not only that, it's Mefurish and Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Truma and Kama Mekaymes. Today we say Baruch Shem Kvei Mechudul Nevoed Voed. When Mashiach will come, there'll be the Gula Asida. Then we won't say Loilam Voed. We'll say, instead of Voed, Vov, Ayin Dalid, we will say Echod. We'll discuss it. Just like Shema Yisrael ends with the word Echod, same three letters. Baruch Shem Kodosh Lo, but also end with Echod. The Zohar Kodesh says, I'm not going involved in it. If you want to really look into it, learn Shayichir Vamunah from the Alter Rebbe, Barichos. But Voed is Echod b'chiluf ha'oisis. All kinds of codes and systems in the Torah. Right? And Echod and Voed is really the same. It's, but Echod is Biskali, it's revealed, clear. And Voed is the same Indian, but Biskastia, it's concealed. Now, how much is Echod? 13. How much is Voed? 80. How much is 80 and 13? 93. Tzava, Tzadik, Beis, Aleph is Gematria? 93. Says the Holy Bnei Yisalskar, Agar Dekala, that's Merumas in the Pasuk. Miben Chamishim Shana. When you reach the Madrega of Chamishim, of 50, then Layove Oid, you don't work anymore in the Tzava, which Tzava is Echad plus Void. Because now when they'll be in Baruch Shem, also 25 letters. So Sachakal, there'll be 50 letters in both, right? And therefore Layove Oid, Layove Oid, Oid is the same letters as Void. You won't say Void, you will say Echod. So far, so good? Okay. And that's what I'm saying now, it's in the Satmar Rebbe, the Berach Moshe, the simple word. B'kesh Yankiv Legales Es Hakes. Yankiv Avinu wanted to reveal the tool of the Poel, the end of time. And then there'll be, Kanal, 50 letters, etc., etc. Void will turn to Echod. And he saw that the Shekhinah left him. So he said, maybe there's a psul b'mi tosi. Mi tosi is memtes. My memtes. Maybe there's something wrong. Maybe there's a psul bazari. Maybe my children are not mishtoikik. They don't have the same gaguim, the same hope, the same yearning for echod that he has. To which they said, kishem she'ein belivcho ele echod, kach ein belibeinu ele echod. Just like you are mishtoikik, you're coveting, you're hoping, you're yearning for the day of Echad. When Baruch Shem will turn to Voed, will turn to Echad, and it'll be U Baruch Shem. So to Belibeinu, because when you say Voed, you're saying Voed, but you have to have in mind Belev Echad. We're all Mitzap Legula. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu saw that the reason why the Shekhinah left him, because it's not yet time for the Ketz, and therefore he said, in response, Baruch Shem Kvein Mechuz Olavod. Mashi Enkin by Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it say by Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's Parsha? Vayifen? Koy Vachoy. You don't got to be a genius to work out. Koy is 25, Vachoy is 25. Moshe Rabbeinu was also Mishtoikik for the change of Baruch Shem into 25 letters. by the way, what happened? And he saw Ish, a Jewish person, being Makke, Ish Ivri Makke Ivra, and he knew that Ke'ula only depends on Achtus Kol Yisrael, and therefore he said, Ochi Noida Hadover. Time yet hadn't come, even though he himself is Mishtoikik Vayif and Koy Vachoy. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Roz of Yosef HaTzadik is the same as Moshe Rabbeinu. Both of them were Mishtoikik Vagul, Befrat here, after all the Tzoras and Arparkos that went through Yosef, and now he's meeting with his father. So he's hoping now, and he's the Mishnah LeMelech. So he's the Chinas Mashiach Ben Yosef. And the father, Yankov Avinu, is coming down with his whole, all the Shifteko. And he knows that amongst them is Yehuda, who is the Bechina for Mashiach Ben Yosef, right? And he thought, maybe this is the Dozizos, this is the end of time, end of Taurus. And then he hears his father saying, Shema Yisrael. Afterwards he says, Boruch Shinkvein Malchus Levoed. The fact that Yankov Avinu said, Boruch Shinkvein Malchus Levoed, he realized that what? Time hasn't yet come. And therefore it says, Vayef Uid. He's married to the Bechir because he saw that his quest, his whole purpose in life hasn't yet going to be fulfilled. Right? And that's the discard that the Satmarab brings from Zayzef and the Grishyantif. That's the Satmarab Bechukoy said, the Bracha of Eshbar Moitis Ulchem. Moitis Rit Choser. The Abish will get rid of the Memtes and instead bring us the Bechina of not 49 but 50. That's also pshat, by the way. How many letters are there in the names of the Shvatim? Count up. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, etc. Out there, anyone? No idea. Take a guess. You've been coming to the Shir for so many years, you should like... The MS is 49. Aber am the Kisvi, so Eifoid, one of the ways of making a regimen is, Yosef is written with a... extra head. Eidus b'Yosef. Right? You with me? Because Yosef is mishtoikik to the Madrega of 50. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yifin koi v'choi. Right? And therefore, by the way, that's cut and pulse. Eidus b'Yosef somebody, b'seiz the alerz Mitzrayim, s'fas lo yodati eshma. That when Mashiach comes, it will be zoichet to the 50th Madrega. That... Let me just remember, the Medrash says, at the beginning of this expansion, Eilu Shmois Bnei Yisrael, all the Shvatim were named Ruach HaKodesh by the Ovis or Imois, Al Shem the Geula from Mitzrayim. Except for Yosef, who's not Al Shem Geula from Mitzrayim, but he's Al Shem the Geula Asida. Yosef Hashem, Likle Sishar Amai, the Geula Asida. Why is Yosef the Geula Asida? Because Yosef is the Iker Inyan for bringing down the Bechina from Yankiv down into this world. And his name is added a hey, and that's mashlim the 50 letters of Yichud Yilo, Yichud Tato, and that brings Geula. Right? By the way, I've said many times, just let me just preface something that I've said a million times in the past. What is the gematria of Shema Yisrael? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, 1,118. Baruch Shem Kodesh Baruch Hu Levoed, 1,358. What's the difference between 1,358 and 1,118? Huh? 1,358 minus 1,118, 240. What is 240? Amalek, Rom, hello. And we said many times, it said in Sfarim HaKadoshim, Amalek has no problem with Yichud Dilo. If the Eibishter, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, somewhere in the cosmos, in Atilus, I don't know where, in heaven somewhere, right? In Atik and Arach, I have no problem. What Amalek fights against is the Iker's Yichud Tato. By the way, we just celebrated, we're between Chanukah and Purim, if I remember correctly in the calendar, hello? Yeah? What is the Rashi Tevis? Baruch Shem Kveim Lachuzel Lamboed. Didn't I say this before, like a few weeks ago? Hello? 398, hello? And Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Anyone out there? 332? What's the difference between 398 and 390 and 332? 66. So let me twinkle your brain cells. Which one of the four Golias is Gematria 66? Yovan is also, because he's a philosopher, in Rosh Tevis, he is the chilek between Rosh Tevis and Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, and Amalek is against the whole chibur of Elyonim v'Tachtonim. Hello? And it says the Ramatul Zilber, from Sushin Meiridik, he says that's Merumas and Kriyas Yamsuz, because Kriyas Yamsuz is Bedugma Lassad Lovi. So the pasuk says, Vayisav Alikim is Aom Derech Amidbar Yamsuf. Plus the Vav of Chamushim, next word, hello, you got in Makoil 1,358. And Chamishim, Olu B'nei Yisrael, in Makoil is Gimachir 1,118. You have Yehudila, Yehudet Tato. And the Vav, the word for Chamushim, is the one that's Mechaber, Yehudila and Yehudet Tato. That's why the Beis also says, you remember Capital Ayin Beis in Tillim? Hello? Pasuk start. Ubaruch Shem Kvoidei Le'olam V'yimolei Kvoidei Yeskol Ha'aretz Amen V'amen. Next Pasuk. Kolu Tfilois David Ben Yishai. What is the Gimachi of Kolu Tfilois David Ben Yishai? 1,358 Baruch Shem Kvoidei Le'olam. What's pshat, says the Bnei Yisrael? Because now we're davening the tefillahs for David ben Yishai, for Mashiach, for Geula, for Yeshua, right? But when Mashiach comes, this idea that kol tefillahs ben Yishai, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, will become totally irrelevant, because the Gimachi of Baruch Shem won't be 1,358. Why? First of all, we're changing Echod, the Voed to Echod, and we're adding a Vav. So you're minded, hello? You're with me, hello, folks. Pshat is, in this also, that now, right, once Mashiach comes, right, then the kolu tfilis Mashiach, David ben Yishai, you won't have to ask anymore for the gula, that will be in front of us. Okay. Now you understand what I said before, just the kitzer, that David, that Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Eibishter shlach b'yemer adnai, right? Shlach na biyad tishlach, which is Gimachi 1,477, which is Gimachi Yishakenu minashikas piyu. What is Rashi Taitz in Shir Shirim? Yishakenu minashikas piyu. Says Rashi, al shem shenoslam teirosi. The Abishah gave us his Torah. The diber imoim ponim el ponim. He spoke to us face to face. The oisim doidim oidim arev maleim mikol shashua. The love, the leapshaft of the Eibishter Har Sinai is more chashuv to Kal Yisrael than anything else, any other pleasure, any other tainug. Umuftochem meitei lefia oidaleim levayalem soitamel muster sfeinisel. The Eibishter promises us that Mashiach will come and will once again reveal the secrets of the Torah that He gave to us at Sinai, and that is the inyan of Yishakeni min Hashikras Biu. With the Hu Yashveinu Shenis Brachamub. The Eibishter will speak to us once again. And therefore, the Eibishter says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayomer, bi Adoni, shlach na bi atishlach, that's Gimatcha, says the Mashgiach, Yishakeni min Hashikras Biu, because Moshe Rabbeinu wants the time when there'll be the Gula Hamitzes Vashlim. You understand? Hello. By the way, let me just explain briefly for a minute off the subject. What is this Indian that Yaakov Avinu thought that Shem Mitos Yitzula, and therefore he says Baruch Shem? Do you remember I discussed countless times there's a big Dalit in Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echod, and there's a big Reish in Lezhtachavah Acher, right? The Baal Turim, everyone says, or what the Messiah is, they're big Oisius, why you shouldn't make the mistake of switching between a Dalit and a Reish, and if you do, Sachar, they'll say, you're Machr Vesoil, you destroyed the world. If you make from Echot, Acher, or Fakert, by Avay Dezor, when Dalit said, all the Svarim Akdashim was the curse to Adam Arishan, and the first sin, the first rebellion against the Eibishter, Koitz Vidarlar Tatsmiachlo. you're going to, dar dar is you're going to mistake the dalet and the resh. What is the difference between the dalet and the resh? A shtick, a little koitz hanging out on the right side. Hello? What is the gematria of resh?
200.
And what's the gematria of dalet? What's the difference between 4 and 200? 196, which gematria koitz. Koitz v'dar da tatsubiyahu. To which everybody asks, why does it say dar dar twice? There's the Yehud Ilo and the Yehud Tato. By Mashiach will come, by Yehud Hashem Echad, that's the Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekin Hashem Echad, Ushma Echad, that's Baruch Shem Tvein Malchusay. In other words, there's an Eivishter who's Be'etzem, who's one. And then there's a world, and the world seems to be Almud the Pruda, a world of separation, which is, and the person has to know that everything in the world is also created every nanosecond by the Rabbeinu Shalom, and it's also one. In this world, at the moment, do you see the hand of Hashem in everything? Do you see the Gilui Shechina in Welt? The Shema and the Baruch Shem seem to be two Yichudim, which are incomplete. The purpose of life is to make the Chibur, the Yichud of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, Yichud Yelo, Yichud Tato. Right? Hello? And that's the... Right? You may remember, hello? Yankov Avinu gave a mashkin to Elio. Hello? There's five times in Tanakh where Elio is spelled Chosrvov. And there's five times in Tanakh where Yankov is written Molevov. Hello? Hello? Because the job of Elio when Mashiach comes, Alya Bekoitzba, Eli. You got my. Hello? Elio has the extra vav in him. Right? Elio is gimachia what? 52? 52 is two times? 26. Shem Havayah. Because Elio is the one who wants, who brings Shem Havayah in Elyonim and Tachtonim, the two vavim. By the way, how much is two times vav? 12. Are you getting mathematically astute? Yeah, I got it. Slowly. Yeah? How many tribes are there in the 12 tribes of Israel? 12. If you take Baruch, right, and you add 12, what do you got? 240. Bingo. That's the Lu'uma Ze'av Amalek. The purpose of life is to bring the Vav to Mechaber Shemayim Va'oret Yichud Yilo Yichud Tato. And when Yankov Avinu says that the job of Yankov Avinu is, remember there was Avram Avinu, hello? And he was the one who brought Echad Hay Avram, he brought Echad Achtos Hashem Yichud Leilo in the world. His avoid is Mimayl Lamat. Yitzchak Avinu, his avoid is Mimat Lamayl. That's the avoid of Yichud Tato. And they both were not 100% successful, because Avram has from him Yishmol, and Yishmol are the people who are the suicide bombers, whatever, who are Moisir Nefesh, they believe in Echad, but they're Moisir Nefesh for their perverted, whatever. Yitzchak has a son called Esav. And Esav started the religion, which is based on a guy called Yuchin Vav, hello? Which is the Noikiv Shem Avaya, which is the opposite of what? Also of the Achtos. Hello? So he hasn't been complete. What is the Avodah? Esav, which is the Avodah of Yankov, Vav, it's in Zohar, discussed countless times, is Vav is the letter of Emes. And endless means that you bring Yechuy Mechaber, Yechud Leilo, Yechud Tato. So what happens if you found in the world there's a koitz, which the koitz is the difference between a resh and a cher and a chod? What would be if you take out the koitz? Because Chazal say, Sheker, Rashi brings the Chumash, by the Meragim, Sheker only works if you shakarayin a shtikal emes. The unique of Chitzoinim, of Tzitra Acharis, and the letter Vav. What if you take away the Vav out of the koitz? What are you left with?
So
what? Kites. You take the kites and you hack the kites above, out of the kites, you're left with kites. Hello? That is the secret of Bikish Yankov Legadleh Zezakets. And the world yet wasn't ready, right? So therefore he had to say, Baruch Shem Kabeh Mechus Levod. Or Bila Asid Lavi will be, U Baruch Shem, with the Vav, with the Chibur. Of Shemayim Va'oretz, Yichud Yilei Yichud Tato. Now let's go back to Moshe. After all of this, let's go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. L'chura, it seems, if you're a superficial person, you're 5 years old, with short trousers, and you're reading the parasha, it seems that the Eibush got angry at Moshe, right? And he told them, you're going to be punished for being Masarev under Shlichus, right? And you were supposed to be a Kohen, and now you're going to be a Levi, and Aaron will be promoted, he'll become the Kohen. Hello. Like, you know, any Bardas realizes that you can't read this superficial. Episode Sukhla. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu, what I'm saying now is in the Chakal Yitzchok, Pichus Friedman's piece about Barichas, why did Moshe Rabbeinu, why was he Masarev to the Shlichus? Let me ask you a question. In Mitzrayim, were the Eden worthy of redemption? They were on the Memtesh Shari, Tuma, they were in Mamash, one more step in there on the point of no return, as every school trail knows. The Eibusher took us out of Mitzrayim, Chazdei Hashem, and for the whole Mitzrayim, for Pesach, the time of Gulus Mitzrayim, is connected Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is Chesed. And Chazal say, Ek Asher Eke, as you act to me, I'll act to you. And when Yidin started to be Goyim Chsodim Zelozeh, the Eibusher took us out of Mitzrayim. Okay, that's the Pesach of the Yom Tov of Avram, of Gemilus Chsodim, of even though you're not worthy, the Eibusher Mitzad, Utsvi Shemat, the Schinom, takes us out. Over everybody knows them, the Pesach says in Yeshayat, capital Nunbeiz, Kikoyam Hashem, Chinom Nimkartem Veloi Bekesef Tigoyel. You were sold chinam, and it was not with silver, with gelt, that you'll be redeemed. What's pshat? Says the Arizal. Right, look at the Torah. Chinam refers to sitrach, powers of evil. The powers of evil, chlipa, is called magna. Magana, something you get for free. You don't tolerate them. You know, like, today everyone wants, what do they say in America? Right? The prayer of a modern American is, dear God, I want patience, and I want it now. No one has time to work through things. Just freebies.
Instant.
Huh?
Instant.
Instant is not fast enough, you know? The emphasis is, I tell bar mitzvah boys, that I have an expression I picked up from an American singer, right, who said, there are no shortcuts in life to any place worth going. Without Haravanya, right, nothing is ever. So even though in Mitzrayim, in the beginning of the development, the birth of Kol Yisrael, we went out of Mitzrayim, chinam, loy bekesef tigayelu. Kesef is a symbol of what? Avo yira.
Avo, sorry.
Hello. Kesef. You love money or you hate money?
You love money.
You love money. Therefore it's called kesef. Hello? But kesef literally means silver. Silver is like whitish tone, right? And that for that is a symbol of avo. Zohov, which is more reddish color, is a symbol of gevura. So chinam nemkartem, once you went into galus, chinam nemkartem, v'loy bekesef tigoel. You will not be redeemed with chinam, with chesed chinam. You'll have to be redeemed with zohov, which is the reason that Arizal says, everyone knows the Gemara, that lasid lovei, not Avram, not Yankiv, not Midas HaChesed, not Midas HaRachm will help. Dafka Yitzhak Avinu, Ki Ato Avinu, Pal Gielai, Pal Gielach, as we discussed like countless billion times. The Geula HaMitas has to be through Midas HaDin, Dafka Gvura of Yitzhak. Why is that? Because the Pasuk says in Tillim, Samach Zayin, whatever, and the Alshich famously teaches, Elikim Yechonenu Vivarchenu Yor Pono Vitanu. Who's giving the bracha here? Elikim. Elikim is Midas. So the Al Shachodesh explains. It's like 101. If you get something, Mitzad, Midas HaChesed, Midas HaRachm, Nimkur Rachmov. Okay, it could work for a while, but there's no permanence, there's no endurance to something you're given a freebie. At the moment, you got it. You know, the next day, a different mood, whatever. And the Midas HaDin is Mekatrig, it could all be taken away. Then your ponovitanu sella. Then there's permanence. And he yoyz that Moshe Rabbeinu was mishtoikik, that he wants the gula how? A gula nitzchi. Something which comes for free can't be a nitzchi. So, and Moshe Rabbeinu, like, he's arguing with the Eibusher, Why are you taking us out now? Now you can only take us out midas ha'chesed, and therefore there'll be a galus afterwards. Shlach no biatishlach. Send who? Pinchas. By the way, what is the gematria of Pinchas? With the yud 208. Who else is called gematria 208? I say this every year, Parshas Pinchas. The last hello. Which one of the three patriarchs is gematria 208? Aram is 248, my dear sweet holy brother. And Yankov is 182. So you're left with no choice but Yitzchak. Why is that? Because Pinchas, who's Mekanik, Kinnis Hashem, and he goes making a shush kebab of whatever, Zimri, yeah, and co. Hello? He is Midas Hadin. Hello? Darizel says, you know, Pinchas was, he was the Gilgal of Yitzchak. How do you like that? Hello? Now you can understand Tifigurat. Why, when the Eibush says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go to Mitzrayim and tell Pharaoh, no, Moshe loy ish dvorim anuichi. So Chedushim famous says, Seyfei Tevis, loy ish dvorim anuichi. Scramble them up, what do you got? It's a boy's name, or a Tana's name. Loy ish dvorim anuichi. No, anyone alive here? Anyone not brain dead? Raise your hand. Look, come on, look. Shammai? So Moshe says, Loi ish dvarim aleichi, Shammai. So Abish said, not that one, wash. Who? Yeh l'chol l'peh. Rosh Tevis? Hillel? Hello? Isn't that great? You go home, tell your wife what I just said. Shammai Hill. What in the world are they talking about? No. What does Shammai and Hill got to do with Moshe Rabbeinu being Messiah of the Shem? Moshe Rabbeinu wants a Gula Nitzchus, and a Gula Nitzchus only comes Elikim Yivarchenu Yair Panav Del Selah only comes how? With Midas Hadin. Who is Midas Hadin? Shammai. Who is Hillel? The Anvison, the Sablon, Midas HaChesed. That's why, who are we passing like in this world? Hill or Shammai? Why are we passing like Hill? Because as Rashi says, if you only have Midas Adin, right? Rosh Eino Eilim Miskai. The world can't exist. But Mashiach will come, as the Kedush Levi famously says in Likutim, we're going to paskin like who? Shammai. Because then Mitzad Midas Adin, we will have deserved Gula. Right? So Moshe says, Loi Ish Dvorim Anoichi. I'm Shayach to what? Shammai, Midas Adin, I want a Gula Nitzchus. Says the Eibishter, sorry, but you know, the world ain't ready yet, right? Who yield the Chalapeh? At the moment, we're going to take Aaron, and Aaron is the Oyev Shalom, Royev Shalom, right? And therefore, now they suddenly Achlifa Duchtai. They switch places. Till now, Moshe was supposed to be the Kohen and Aaron the Levi, and now what's going to happen? Moshe will be the Levi, right? What happened here? What's going to be the Kohen or Levi? You don't got to be a genius to work out. Okay, you have a Seder in your house? Hello, yeah. You break the middle matzah for Yachatz. Which matzah do you break?
Middle.
Which is the middle matzah?
Levi.
It's either Koyan Levi Yisrael, or Avram Yitzchak and Yankov. Both Levi and Yitzchak are names connected to Gevura, Kiyadua. So you break Yachatz, you want to break the Gevuras. Kiyadua, hello? Are you with me? So till now, Moshe would have been to Koyan. Tumecha v'urecha l'ish chasidecha chesed gvaldi. But you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to have a geula amitis. By the way, Moshe is Masha Yehu. Who will be Moshiach, famous Arachayim HaKadosh? Ad ki yavoi. Shiloi. What's the gematria of Shiloi? You don't got to be a genius, because I'll say Shin, Yud, Lamed, Hey. Five. Which is gematria... Who? Moshe. So, as the Arachayim HaKadosh famously says, Mashiach will be a tzirup of the neshama of David and Moshe. And then you could have, that's the reason why the Arachayim HaKadosh famously says, why is this Golus so long, right? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the Goyal Rishon, who Goyal Achron, and he doesn't want to come to be Goyal, those people about London Minatir. Why all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu becomes so Eden worship a chet ha'egel. The book of the Torah kelbel. Hello, and he's Moshe Rachman. Why for bittul teiri so machmer? Because Moshe Rabbeinu wants to bring the gula, and gula has to be with that midas hadin. And that's prat malachi zichru teiras Moshe. Geula comes, and therefore Moshe now is transformed into a Levi. Aaron becomes the Kohen. Hu yelecholapeh refers to Aaron, right? And this, and therefore Moshe, it wasn't by Yichar Af Hashem, I'm going to punish him, he's a naughty boy. The Charein Af of the Eibishter created within Moshe the Roigis, the Gevura, and order that Moshe Rabbeinu should be the Goyal Rishon, should be the Goyal Achr. What do I learn from all of this? And I got the Halarichas. But the Avoid of Shevavim, the Avoid of the Tshuva, of Torah, etc., of this time of the year when we read the Sefer Geula, is the Me'orer, the Yishtoikikus for Geula, the screaming of Moshe Rabbeinu, Madua Lo Yivaras. Now, why even so much in Tzoras? And how do we get out of this mess that Klal Yisrael finds himself? Loi bekasef tiga elu, where nigel dafka in the schus of tshuva, the schus of Torah, the schus of Mila, the schus of Ola and Yonim, that in Sfarim HaKadoshim, and therefore the pasuk says, ki mei tseischam be'eres Mitzrayim, arenu neflois, wazichat the neflois, the nun plois, and the baruch shem, not be, maybe not heaven, but u baruch shem, down here, which is 50 letters, which brings us to the gula hamitas vashleim v'heir v'meinomim. Amen.